How was it to be featured on the soundtrack of the BET movie, He Ain't Finished With Me Yet?
It was a wonderful feeling. I mean, God has been focused to me because he has always blessed me to be around phenomenal people and people that were doing wonderful things. My minister of music, which is Minister Celeste Sledge, was contracted to do the music for that particular BET Black film. And I was a part of his community choir, which was called the Celebration Choir. And so I was blessed to be able to sing. Actually, we did all the music for the soundtrack for that particular movie. And it was phenomenal. It was done right here in Washington, D.C. And so it was phenomenal, phenomenal.
Tell us about that first Christmas single, Christmas Is Coming Up. Tell us about that. You did it in 2012 with Minister Isaiah D. Thomas.
Absolutely. I have always loved Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. That's been like one of my Christmas songs. And I thought to myself, I was like, I really like that song. And I had always kind of said I wanted to maybe do a Christmas CD. So I thought I'm going to change that song and I'm going to change it into a jazz version of Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. So what I did was I rearranged the song. God had already gave me the melody for it and everything. Where's the melody? And I took it to Minister Isaiah Thomas because I was working with him on another project for my church. And I took it to him, and I said, this is what I've done. I've already created the song. I know the sound. This is what I want. Would you listen to it and see how you like it? Well, to God be the glory. He liked it right away. And he was like, you need to let me put some music to this. And so I named it Have Yourself a Merry Christmas with a Little Love and Jazz. Phenomenal piece. Got a lot of love for it. Did extremely well on iTunes. And so in saying that, that's pretty much how I came up with that. So hot. We was like, okay, let's just go ahead and just put this single out here. And, you know, I'll come back at another time and do, you know, a full Christmas CD. But I was already kind of in the mix of planning this praise and worship project. So we did that on the side, and we don't come back to it, but it's still hot. It's hot.
Sounds good to me. We're talking with Bev Johnson. Her new single is simply called It's In You. Speaking of It's In You, what's more important to you, your ministry or your music, or are they both equally important?
They're both equally important because the ministry is what brought on the music is what brought on the ministry. And so ministry is about, you know, people, connecting people to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it's like a combination. Both of them are very important to me. I don't take one, you know, less than the other. But music and ministry come together. They're both very much important.
We want to reach out to you. We want folks to find you. Where can they find you on the social music scale?
My music is available on CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon.com. My website is www.BevJohnsonMyPraise. I am on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm out there.
Okay. It is our guest, Bev Johnson. Again, the new single is It's In You, the same title of the new project, which will be out in the upcoming 2015, which is her sophomore release, It's In You. Bev, may God continue to bless you, bless everything that you touch, and we want to thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you so much. God bless you as well. Have a good evening.
Thank you. God bless you. Our guest, Bev Johnson, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.